Welcome to the Greater Jersey Buzz with Lou Cicinia and Lisa Dascoli, bringing you the very best in music, entertainment, and talk. And now your hosts, Lou and Lisa.
And good evening.
Good evening, folks. Hello, world.
Oh, and it is January 22nd, and it is cold.
Woo, what a brutal night here tonight.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's so bad we couldn't even get our special guests that were supposed to be here tonight, Lisa.
Yes.
It's such a disappointing thing, but we're going to carry this show pretty well.
Yes, we will. For those who aren't aware.
I got a lot of faith in you, Lee. I know you can sing a dance.
Thank you, but I don't think dancing will help this show. We had a terrible snowstorm out here in New Jersey yesterday, and it closed down a lot of roads, and they're still struggling. So, unfortunately, we... it's just you and me tonight.
Yeah, solo. Well, I couldn't think of anybody better.
But, yes,
Lisa, I had nothing to do with you, young lady.
Well, thank you.
I'm an old man. That's not a good match.
Well, that's all right, Lou. Thanks. Anyway,
no, but Lisa,
we're going to have fun.
Let's thank VK Studios for allowing us to use the studio.
As always.
To making this beautiful broadcast all over the world.
Absolutely.
It's an international show. We've had some fabulous shows.
Yes,
we've had some tremendous performers here. You know what, folks? We could not pay for these performers that we've had on our show. They were such a high esteemed performers, such a high level, number one singer in the world, and Christina Fontanelli, Glenn Moorman, who is 98-year-old gentleman who's been around all over the world, and he's Mr. Entertainment himself. Mm-hmm. You cannot pay for this entertainment, and we're so grateful that they came on our show.
For a new show right out of the box, we've had this caliber of entertainer with us, and that's really exciting, and we've got a lot to look forward to. I know we've been talking, you and I, off the air, that next month we're looking forward to Ann Roselli, who is
the
daughter of Jimmy Roselli.
Jimmy Roselli's daughter.
And she will be
quite an accomplished performer.
Amazing performer, and she'll be joining us next month.
Yeah, next month she's consented to come on the show.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to having her. I did appear with Ann a couple of times in New York City and once in Jersey.
Yes.
On different shows. I love doing duets with her. I have done that. And it was, in fact, the shows were quite successful. They were a sellout performance on two occasions.
Yes.
And I'm very, I got my pants wet, so to speak, by working with her. She was great. She was great. And taught well, and she's reared into the business.
Absolutely.
And we're excited to have her to come on the air.
And I know in our future, we've got a few other people that we'll be bringing in. We'll be going in a different direction in a couple months. We will be having Father Bernard from...
Oh, yeah, famous father, the famous priest
from
who is everybody's friend.
Is that Holy Name Monastery?
Holy Face Monastery.
Holy Face
Monastery. Right here in Clifton. It's been there 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know they had a saint that came out of that church?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found out the other day. You know, it's such a well-known configuration, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right word. In the Catholic system, it reports directly to Rome.
See, I didn't know that
monastery.
Either.
And this priest, Father Bernard, he really is a special man. Of all the people I know in my life, he's got to rank as one of the top people that I respect the most in the sense of being such a genuine individual.
Mm-hmm.
He's just an awesome person. This man... He spent 20 years in Rome. He spent many years in Brooklyn, New York. He's out of Detroit. He's helped so many people in his lifetime. And he's just a humorous person.
Mm-hmm.
He's a genuine person. He's your next-door neighbor. He's your priest. He's everything all at one.
Mm-hmm.
He's such an exciting person to be with. And I can't wait for him to come on our show.
I can't either, because I think it will be a really nice opportunity for our audience to hear somebody who is of that caliber, and yet he is so down to earth. He is so approachable. And I've met Father Bernard myself, and what a lovely man. And be a really nice change.
Lisa, I know you're going to love him.
And folks,
I know you're going to love him.
You
know, out there, you're going to love him. You're going to hear from Father Bernard. We went and grabbed him grabbed him out of his diocese over there, and he's quite comfortable serving his public, and he has quite a substantial amount of people that support that entity, and he's doing quite a job there. Yeah. You know, a lot of Filipinos too, by the way, all over the world to come here. Well, you got people all over the world, period, to come and see his special mass.
Yes, it's a healing mass. Correct. Yes.
I said, Father, how do you do that? How do you heal these people? I said, you know, you don't hardly even say a word to. Well, it's God's will. He said to me, it's God's will. You know, I believe him. I was there and I witnessed it with my own eyes.
So I look forward to it. Okay, and we also, and hopefully she'll be calling in. And one of our upcoming guests is going to be Sally Knight. And we're going to be playing some music from her just to get everybody's excited and everybody's ears ready for her, more of her music. She'll be joining us in a couple more shows. And again, we're hoping she's going to call in this evening so we can talk to her by phone.
Yeah, she's tuned in to our show, and she knows we're playing her music.
Yes.
I happen to know Sally.
Yes.
I met her several times. In fact, I had her on the show in New York when I was anchor in Time Warner building.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very delightful individual, very well-rounded. She's British, you know. She has a British accent.
Okay.
She lives in Italy, and she travels all over the world doing the entertainment. She's a top performer.
Okay.
She's top of the line.
Well,
top of the line.
I can't wait to have her as well. You know what I think would be fun? Right now?
What would be fun right now? You're smiling. I'm afraid of you.
I know. You know what? A lot of people say that to me. A lot of people say that to me.
Remember, I'm your student. I listen to you.
Yes, there you go. I think it would be nice if we could hear one of the songs that you sing. I think that would be just a nice thing to do.
Oh, you want me to sing it live?
No, we're going to use one of your recordings.
Oh, okay. That's great. Got it all set up.
Yes, we do. So we're going to... Now have a selection from Lou Cicinia, and we're going to listen to the ever iconic New York, New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stay right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. In a city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. Never sleep and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues are melting away. Make a brand new start of it in old New York. And to you, New York, New York.
Right, and that was Lou Cicinia singing New York, New York.
Was that Lou?
That was Lou.
Lou,
you know, I just want to tell the people listening to us, they can like us on Facebook. It's the Greater Jersey Buzz on Facebook. And it would be really nice because I would love to, I know we both would love to start hearing feedback from the people listening to us, possible suggestions, guests that they would like, you know, and anybody who's out there who would like to be a guest.
Oh, absolutely. Because, if you know, guys know anybody you'd want us to put on the show, let us know and we'll reach
absolutely.
Out for them.
Absolutely. So we would love to hear from you.
We've been doing that right along. You know, the show is only 4 weeks, four sessions
months.
Old.
Right.
Four months old, actually.
Right.
We only have one show a month for now.
Mm-hmm.
And But
we hope that it's going to grow.
I think it's going very well. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of responses, very good reports. Mm-hmm. Through the business, through the cable industry.
Yes.
And there was 1 week we were ranked one of the best shows in the country. And when we had Christina Fontanelli on the show.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, really. She's that good, folks.
Yeah.
She is that good. Her Ave Maria put you to sleep.
I don't think you mean put you to sleep. I think you mean soothes you, right?
Well, me, yeah. I don't sue. I just dive.
I think he means that it's soothing, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't put you to sleep.
Well, what do I know? I come from Newark.
Oh,
I'm a Newarker.
Madonna mia.
Well, Lisa, you know, I can't say enough about the talent we've had on this show and continue to have. And while it's so great, you know, we're very fortunate to have you, too.
Well, thank you.
You're
That's
a very talented
sweet.
Young lady. You're educated in the arts.
Thank you.
You know all about the theater in New York. You've got a school session here. You teach the children how to be movie actors and actresses. And I know you taught me a lot, too. You know, I studied quite a bit in music. I'm not a maestro, but you picked me up 5 years ago. And I stuck with you because I saw a lot of quality in you.
No, it was 2 years ago.
And you've done a lot for me.
Two.
You've done a lot. You've done a lot. You know, I can't say you taught me the English language.
No.
But you taught me how to phrase words.
Well,
and,
I think
I'm very appreciative of that. And that my songs do reflect that. And after we've done that, then we decided to record. And those songs, folks, you know, the albums are only $5. But so far, I've been giving away for free. So, anybody want an album, just call in.
Well, actually, you know, that's a good point to make as well. Anybody who would like your music should contact the station. And, again, either through Facebook or through the website. And, you know, I'm certain that you'll send it off to them. I think that I'm being given. Okay, and this is our email address for anybody who would like to email us. TheGreaterJerseyBuzz@gmail.com. And that's all one word, ladies and gentlemen. TheGreaterJerseyBuzz@gmail.com. And love to hear from you. I really would.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about.
So I actually...
Without you Louis, folks, we don't have anything.
That's right. And Louis is right. I'm more of a theater performer, so I'm used to the immediate live feedback of an audience. So I thrive on hearing from people.
I like the good job you're doing with these youngsters. But really,
well,
I do.
Thank you.
You know...
Thank you.
Training them how to become actors and actresses.
Well, it's not so much about training them how to become actors and actresses. I think that when you train people... theater can take so many different aspects to your life. And I've seen it as well. I've seen the kids who study theater are more confident. They use these skills in so many various areas, whether interviewing for later on in their life or standing in front of a crowd giving a presentation. So I think that there's a lot of things that can be done with theater, and it's not just getting up and acting. It's the skills are really for a lifetime.
Well, all these young people that want training, they should contact you.
Absolutely.
They should come down.
Well,
they're in the right place.
I would
beautiful
love that.
Studio, by the way, folks.
It is, yes. Very lucky to be here.
And we have a worldwide network. Our electronic system here, we have a system just like New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in New York, and I can tell you it's equal. We're equal.
Well, you know what? I'm going to jump off that, and I'm going to take a moment to talk about our station manager, Patrick Marucci, who not only has been a very dear friend of mine for many, many years, but a mentor as well. And Pat's amazing. I mean, there's really not enough nice things to say about him. So
he's a genius.
And yes, an extraordinarily talented man.
Right,
so
very talented.
You're in good hands if you ever want to use his studio. But, you know, what would you think of, you want to hear another song?
Who do we got?
Well, I thought we could do yours again, if
oh,
that would be all right with you.
Well, you see, know, you're going to start playing my music, we'll be here all night.
This is actually one of my favorite songs, and, you know, that's why I kind of always gear towards this one whenever I have an opportunity to make a pick. So I would like to hear this, and this is The Way You Look Tonight by Lou Cicinia.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel the glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows. Carry my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles my nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Love that song myself.
Yes, it's one of my favorites. You are listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz on broadbandboxoffice.com. So, Louie.
Yes, dear. At your service.
I wish. So what's coming up for you? Any vocals coming up for you? Anything?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Lee. I don't have any vocals. I've been invited to go to New York and do some broadcasting.
Okay.
And which I'm probably going to take up. I think I want to do some more broadcasting in New York in addition mm-hmm. to here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. I'm not performing at any bars or restaurants and stuff like that.
No venues. Okay.
I have not entertained that. So we'll see what happens. You know, we'll just float along. I'm enjoying the music. My grandkids love my music.
Yes.
And I love my grandkids.
Well, that's a good thing.
And
I
love the music.
You kind of stick to the big band Sinatra era. That's what you
I'm making a new album coming up soon with the big band. I've already done some of it, already recorded with Tommy Dorsey and Harry James and Glenn Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that already.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful album. Mm-hmm. And I got a new album coming out with Jimmy Dorsey, his band, and me.
Mm-hmm.
I love his music. I love Jimmy Dorsey's music.
And just so you know, if anybody's interested in obtaining those albums, it's at lucicenia.com, and that's Lou, C-I-C-E-N-I-A, lucicenia, one word, .com. Or again, thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com. So either way, we can get that music out to you if you're interested. I know there's a lot of fans still of the big band era.
I promise you quality songs, folks. I say that honestly.
Yeah.
My music is fine-tuned.
Oh.
Fine-tuned. And Lisa is the maestro, the conductor, you might say. It's got to meet pass her mustard test.
And I'm a... You know,
you're pretty good. I mean, you're not easy to deal with when it comes to training. You're very, very.
And why is that?
Well, it's either one way or no, or the highway.
And why is that?
Because that's the right way.
And why do I get insistent?
A note is a note.
Thank you.
Okay, I mean, I can say it no clearer than that.
Well,
it's right or it's not right.
Okay, so.
Yeah. And
when I get ornery with you, it's for what reason?
Well,
because
for one of those reasons, could be phrasing.
To be right.
Yeah, it could be phrasing.
Thank
it could
you.
Be. It could be, you know, not carrying the language correctly.
Okay.
And you'll correct the language.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be I didn't hit the note right, and then we'll work on that. And we, you know, the melodies, we'll work on that.
Okay.
It could be anything on the introduction of the song. It could be the ending of the song. There's so many different facets.
The audience doesn't realize it.
But
we actually yell at each other.
But there are songs. I tell you the truth. After I'm done with these songs with you, I feel so accomplished and feel so proud of myself because I know we did it.
Okay.
And I really mean it. Our songs. I'll compare our songs. I'm not saying this conceitedly. I'm saying this honestly. With anyone in the country.
Well.
Our music
I don't believe in mediocrity.
At least as good.
So that's why I'm a tough customer. So
right. I wish you were a little younger. I'd be running around with my music.
You'd be what?
I'd be running around with the music. And you would be my...
You're what?
My producer? You might... No,
producer?
Not the producer. No, you're agent. You'd be my agent.
Yeah.
You'd be my agent. I couldn't think of anybody any better, Lee.
Well, thank you, though.
You know? Had nothing to do with trust, by the way.
Well, thanks.
Because I trust you 100%.
Well, thank you. I trust you, too. So we have a nice rapport even off of
Well, thank
the
you
air.
For listening to this conversation, folks.
Yeah,
it's so entertaining.
Do you know, actually, it's about time that I think that we should do one last song by you. And then we're going to move on to some other music throughout the evening and some other just stuff coming up. So... Shall we? We shall.
We shall do.
Ladies and gentlemen, More by Lou Cicinia.
More than the greatest love the world has known. This is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say. I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know. My arms, they long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping. Waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure. No one else could love you more. You'll ever know. My arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping. Waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure. No one else could love you more. No one else could love you more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they got that out of your system. All right. And you are listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz on broadbandboxoffice.com. And this is Lucy Senia, and I am Lisa Dascoli, your host. At this time, I think we should talk about our sponsors a little bit, these fine people who are giving us the opportunity to be on the air. So what do you think of that, Lou?
I think we're going to talk about them. There's some very fine people here.
Okay. First is the 8 Ciccolini Brothers, Home Furnishing and Appliances.
My cousins.
They are your cousins.
Yes.
And all 8 of them? I guess.
All 8 of them.
All 8 of them. And they are located at 537 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey. And they also have a website. It's 8ciccolini.homeappliances.com. So if you're not immediately in the Nutley area, but if you're looking for some fine home furnishings, appliances, give them a shout out. Go over to 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. And please tell them that you heard about them from the Greater Jersey Buzz.
Right. As for Bob Ciccolini, he's the main man there. And he's a great guy. He'll mm-hmm. give you a good deal. Very honorable people. And we're giving you a fabulous referral. Everybody can use an appliance.
Always. Absolutely. Also, Three Guys Pizzeria and Ristorante, 366 Franklin Avenue, Belleville. And we ate there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we
week?
Had dinner there the other
That's
night.
That's right,
you
know, we did.
A couple weeks
I
ago.
Had,
and we, Joseph is the manager,
mm-hmm.
and the food is quite good. The price
was
very good. Reasonable to cheap.
Yes.
So inexpensive to have dinner there.
Yes.
So I recommend you guys going there. You know, it's
and I'm going to give the number
affordable.
For that one because I know pizza is something people call up and have delivered. So Three Guys Pizzeria and Ristorante is 973-751-4602. Also, Garuto's Pork and Pasta Store, 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. And you know what's so wonderful about them is that they're it's all natural, no
yes,
preservatives,
correct.
No fillers. It's natural casings.
Yeah.
So it's a healthy choice of pork, turkey, and chicken, which is really nice.
They've been around a long time.
Well, they've been around a long time.
55 years.
But why are they around a long time? Because they're that good.
They're that good. Yeah, they are that good.
Okay.
Yeah, the food is great.
Okay, and it's fresh manicotti and ravioli. Yes, we do. And that's why I think that everybody should go out and visit them and tell them where you heard about them, because they really are quality stores. And again, and also homemade soups and sauces. So, I mean, I like that thought, because when
I'm there
don't
all
feel
the time,
like cooking,
to tell you the truth, I've been here for many years.
Grab some nice.
No complaints about that place. Sauces.
Should never. Absolutely.
No, not
so that's
at all.
Garuto's Pork and Pasta Store on 108 Franklin
Avenue. All the products
are homemade,
fresh products, fresh meat, no problem.
Okay. Also, Heller & Heller imported and domestic wines, beers, and soda. And that's 200 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. And they have an 800 number. So if you're having a Super Bowl party, Super Bowl's coming up in a couple weeks, Lou. Having
a
party?
No, I'm not having a party, but I'm going to watch the game on TV.
You're going to watch the game on TV? I'm going to give
the
a little...
The game's right here in the Giant Stadium. Yes. It's only a few miles from our house.
Yes, it is. MetLife Stadium. And actually, I'm going to give a little shout-out. Our announcer, Scott, who couldn't be with us tonight, he's going to be working there that day. So
that's
kind of... Yes. I told him he has to take lots of pictures. So that's Heller & Heller imported and domestic wines.
This is going to be the biggest Super Bowl ever.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And... Last but not least, Lynn's Hyundai at 401 Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And I think you've...
Oh, Joe Cassesi over there, the manager, the sales manager. He's great and very honest also. Mm-hmm. All these folks we're giving you are very good people. We happen to know them in the community. And they do well. You know, in fact, they do good for the community.
They
sponsors a lot of good social causes. And they're great people. I bought many cars there myself, you know. So it's a great outfit.
Okay, good.
It's a wonderful
job.
Outfit.
Now, Louis, I don't know if a lot of people know this about you, but you were related to Pat Gallo.
Oh, yeah.
Your cousins, yes?
Well, actually, it's my wife's cousin.
Wife's cousin, okay.
My deceased wife.
Yes.
It's her cousin. But Pat, I know him all my life.
And for those who... don't know who Pat Gallo is, why don't you...
Who is he? Okay, it's a good question. Boy, you're bringing up some fabulous questions.
Thank you.
You're the right question to ask. Pat is probably, in my view, probably the most finest performer, entertainer, in the state of New Jersey, bar none. Pat had... he had worked at Las Vegas for 20 years, and he was worked all nine casinos. He worked all over the country, 33 countries. He knew Sammy Davis Jr., Nat King Cole, Jimmy Durante, you know them all. The Rat Pack, he played for them. He had his own band. That was his specialty, his own band, and he did shows. He just passed away about a year ago.
He had
cancer. Yeah. I was with him when he passed away. He's one of the finest people I knew, and he was a life of music. He was well loved by many people and missed right now because of what a vacuum he created. And Pat helped us a lot, you know, in our music endeavor. I used to travel around with Pat quite a bit to all his different spots. You know, I enjoyed it quite a bit, so much that I start singing myself. And he was sort of training me, but he was not he was not the kind of guy to be your teacher.
No,
he was not focused like that. He was a gentleman though, and going to have a couple of his band members on the show coming up soon. So I'm working on that now.
See, that's what this evening is sort of about, of where we're going to be going with.
Well,
we're going to
tell the story of Pat Gallo a little bit. There's a document out now about his life story.
Documentary?
But I don't need a document. I know Pat all my life. I could just tell it as it is, the way it was. I knew Pat that well. And he had a lot of success. He was... If I was to create a vision as to where he was, he was just almost there. Meaning the top of the list, a superstar. He was almost there. when things started to fold on him, you know, things started to turn around. But he led a life of success in music.
Yeah.
And he had a legacy of quality and good friendship.
You know what I would like to do? For those who are not familiar with his music, I think this is a wonderful opportunity to give them a little taste of what Pat Gallo could do. So,
you know, he was good friends with Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes, you said that.
Yeah, he was a close friend to him.
Yes, and we're going to listen to some of his music right now. So we're going to hear a selection, Fly Me to the Moon by Pat Gallo.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. And adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love.
And that was Pat Gallo, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know you used to travel around with Pat to his different...
all the time.
And there's one of my favorite stories where he had his music box, and the music wasn't playing. Well, I'm going to let you tell that story because it's
music wasn't playing. And yeah, sure. Well, you know, we did a lot of traveling together.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat was not a well guy. You know, he had a big automobile accident. And he took many, many years to recover. He never really did recover, you know, even at the end of his life. He still didn't recover totally.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good and sad life he had, you know, it was a good and sad life. But we had this place in Bayonne we were at visiting one night. And Pat was doing a lot of church visits, and so was I. I was taking him to the masses, and we were in that era, in that mode, I should say. So we went to this restaurant that we were booked. I got a booking for him in a restaurant in Bayonne. He's had a tough time getting bookings because of his condition, physical mm-hmm. condition. Mm-hmm. But I did get a booking for him on Broad Street in Bayonne. And the guy really did Pat a favor because Pat couldn't get booked, like I say. So I said, Pat, this is your night. The place was packed. I had celebrities there. We had all kinds of people there from all over New Jersey. This guy never had a packed house like that. We had 100 people there. The place only holds about 60.
Okay.
And we had celebrities. Like, we had senators and VIP people. I had Mr. Recchio was there.
Mm-hmm.
And all kind of influential people were all there. And the Pat starts the music. And then it dies out. And so he looks at me. He's up at the bandstand. He looks at me. He doesn't know how to get this straightened out. He looks at me. I went up to the speaker. I said, "What happened, Pat?" He said, "Well, listen." He said, "It died out. I don't know. Can you fix it?" I looked at it. I says, "No, Pat, I don't think I could fix it." I says, "Tell the folks that you don't have any music, that you're sorry that you can't play tonight, and that you'll come back at another time. You apologize to them that you couldn't perform." "Do I have to do that?" He says, "Yeah, you're going to have to, either that or you sing a cappella." I go, "No, I can't sing without the music." So he got up, he apologized to the folks. I said, wait a minute. Let's try one more thing. I took my St. Gerard medal out. This is a true story, Lisa. I told you the story.
Yes, I know.
If Pat was here, he'd confirm it. I have other people that witnessed this. I put that medal, that St. Gerard medal, on his stereo system, on the speaker system, and I slammed it down. And guess what happened? The music went on.
Okay.
And we saved the night. We saved the night.
I think St. Gerard's medal
turned the music on. Okay. And I can, there is no explanation other than that. I didn't bang it. I just put it down like that. Just put it down. I mean, you know, you say, "Oh, well, he banged it and the wire's connected." No, it wasn't like that. I just put it down. You know, till this day, I've been astonished as to what happened. We went to see the priest about this. And we went to St. Lucie's. I talked to Father Granada. I said, "Father, this is what happened." He says to me, "Lou," he says, "we get stories like this all the time." You know? So that was the night you're referring to, right?
Yes.
That's the story?
Yes.
That actually happened.
I think that's a
That
right.
actually yeah. happened. It was a mystery that will never be solved.
Well.
But I'm sure it was St. Gerard.
Yes, it was. I'm sure it was as well. So, you want to do another selection by Pat?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think that would be a great thing to do. All right. And again, this is one of my favorite songs. I kind of picked things tonight that I really like. And just to try to get us out of this awful winter mood, we're going to listen to Summer Wind.
Wow.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me all summer long. We sang a song and then we strolled the golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, the days and nights they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter wind, they have come. Still the day, the lonely day, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullaby through nights that never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind, warm summer wind, talking about the summer wind, the summer wind.
That's my friend Pat.
Yeah.
Very saddened by his loss, you know, and nobody will ever fill this guy's shoes.
No.
I knew him when he was 10 years old, training with his trumpet.
Because that's what he was originally. He was a trumpet player, yes?
Trumpet player, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good one. He won all kind of awards all over the country for playing the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
He even won Sinatra's award, the Sinatra award, more than one time, several times. Yeah, Pat was a very rare performer, a rare individual, personality. And Frank Sinatra loved him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did play to Sinatra a couple of times. One Sinatra gave him a banquet in New York at Chili's. They had 50 people there. And they called Pat in the room. And they said, let's see what you can do. Sinatra said to Pat. And Pat got up there and sang his few songs, and Sinatra was awed.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a bravo.
Wow.
I wasn't there, but I can tell you these are the stories I got back from the guys, you know.
Sure.
So, although I was with him appearances, so many appearances. Tammy Davis Jr.'s Mother's House was another big one in Puerto Rico he did. So he'll be remembered. The people in the business knew him.
Very good. All right, and we're down to our last 10 minutes of our broadcast this evening. So once again, I wanted to make sure before our evening closes out that we remember our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors, who please, ladies and gentlemen, visit them, tell them where you heard about them, and they deserve your support because they're supporting us. So we're going to start with Heller & Heller, imported and domestic wines, liquors, and beers at 200 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. And also Garrudo's Pork and Pasta Store, 108 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. Again, they're all natural, no preservatives, no fillers. So it's all homemade, manicotti, ravioli, homemade soups and sauces, and that's Garrudo's Pork and Pasta Store.
You know,
and
they make raviolis there, too, by the way.
That's what I said, homemade ravioli,
yeah,
yes. So,
and it's good. I get it there all the time.
I'm glad you listened to me, because also, Three Guys Pizzeria and Ristorante at 366 Franklin Avenue, Belleville. Again, I can speak from personal experience there. Great food. That was really good food. And they're 973-751-4602. And our 8 Ciccolini Brothers Home Furnishings and Appliances. Again, their website is 8ciccolini.homeappliances.com.
And see Bob, my cousin Bob.
And talk to Bob.
Tell him Luigi sent you.
Okay. 537 Franklin Avenue. 537 Franklin Avenue, Nutley. And Lynn's Hyundai, 401 Bloomfield Avenue, Bloomfield, New Jersey. Now, we've got 5 minutes left to our program, and you know, the time just flew by.
Just
it really,
by.
Really did. It was such a nice evening. I hope it's okay with you. I would like to play at least one song by Sally Knight because she's going to be on our show.
Sally's coming on a show.
Yes.
Who is Sally? She's a girl from England,
mm-hmm.
Superstar, and she's been all over different nightclubs all over the country and other countries.
Yes.
And she's as nice inside as she is outside. She's a beautiful girl. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like I say, she came from England. She's British-speaking. She married an Italian gentleman. She lives in Italy. But she's spending a lot of time here doing some work, performing. And I interviewed Sally a couple of times in New York.
Okay.
So
I look forward to having her. Best we can do tonight is play at least some of her music. So our selection for this evening, London by Night.
Hello, Sally.
London by night is a wonderful sight. There is magic abroad in the air. hope that the streets turn to gold when the moon shines on Circus and Square. Deep in the dark that envelops the park, there's romance in each cigarette's glow. Down by the Thames, lights that sparkle like gems seem to wink at each girl and her beau. Up comes the moon when the city's asleep. He's not alone, it seems. Somewhere up there stands an angel to keep her watch as each Londoner dreams. My love and I saw the sun leave the sky. People say they love London by day, but lovers love London by night.
That beautiful.
Yes, it was.
She is great.
So I don't know about anybody else, but I am very excited to have this lady on our show. So as soon as she's back in country.
I recognize the talent right away. You know, she is just outstanding. And she gets very high reviews wherever she plays. And she's an up-and-coming performer. But I wouldn't say it in a sense like, to, you know, she's new. She's been around. She's really developed. And I understand that they're talking to her about making movies.
Okay.
So
that's wonderful.
She's a highline performer.
So let's hope that the people listening will be tuning in again, and they'll get to hear more of Sally Knight. You have been listening to the Greater Jersey Buzz at broadbandboxoffice.com. We are on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and our time is done, Louis.
Our time is done. You know, I only have 125 more songs.
But a whole hour has gone by, and again, it feels like it flew by.
Yeah, it did fly by.
So,
and you're a great co-host.
Well, thank you. You're a great co-host, too.
We had a great time together.
Yes, we did. So next month, let's with Ann Roselli.
Ann Roselli's positive for next month.
And let's hope that it's a little bit warmer, so we're not all sitting...
Folks, join us to hear Ann Roselli. You're going to enjoy that show. That's going to be a great show.
And tell your friends. Tell your friends, please. So until next time, thank you so much, Louis. We will...
Thank you, folks.
Okay.
Peace, love.
And we're out.
You have been listening to The Greater Jersey Buzz with Lou Cicinia and Lisa Dascoli. Please join us the fourth Wednesday of every month live at 7 p.m. Eastern. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us, thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com.